The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, February the 8th, 2025 at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Cato and Punxsutawney Phil's Second Annual Groundhog's Day Extravaganza. And the time is 7:26 a.m. here in London, making it 2:26 a.m. on the east coast of America, and still Friday, February the 7th at 11:26 p.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day, and I'm very excited about it. First up, Not the BCFM Politics Show is back with Martin Summers. So him and Tony Gosling were live in the studio, and I have downloaded that and will be looking forward to listening to that later. Let me just let you know where you can go and get that show. You go to politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. That's politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. Might take a little while to load up. Just scroll down and right click for Windows. I don't know how you do it if you're on an Apple Mac, but for Windows you right click and that allows you to download the show. And then when you download it, even in Brave browser, it says, oh, this is from an unsecured site, are you sure you want to download this? So they obviously don't want you to download it. I always click yes. I've never had any problems, run an antivirus regularly. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. That came in at just under 4 hours, but then I cut the music break out, and he tends to add some longer clips on after the show finishes, which I cut out as well, which takes it to just over 3. And then the first hour of the Jeff Rents program at rents.com is the monthly visit of Madeline Gerwick, the resident astrology expert on rents.com. I believe you have to be behind the paywall to get that, so go to rentsradio.com and you can sign up for the archives there. And then also where let me get this right, I'm trying to get things in order. Okay, so I went over to the Victor Hugo channel on bitchute.com. Before I get into that, I also went to brighteon.com, and the two recent shows that he just put up on bitchute.com aren't on brighteon.com. So yesterday, when I checked brighteon.com, I also found that there was one short show missing from the content he posted on bitchute.com. So I'm going to stay with bitchute.com, even though I prefer brighteon.com, because then I can download MP3 alone. I don't have to download the full thing and convert it, because I'd rather have all the content available to me so I can pick and choose what I want rather than none at all. Okay, so there are two shows up there that I've seen since I looked yesterday. The first one talks about Michael Deacon, and the second one is a full Michael Deacon show. So I thought, is the first one a clip of the second one? Because that's what Victor Hugo does, puts up clips of previous shows. But it turns out this is fresh as well. It's simply talking about, I presume, his appearance on the Michael Deacon programme last night. The first show is with The Last Dutchman, that comes in at about 26 minutes. And then you've got a full Michael Deacon programme with Victor Hugo. Both of these broadcast yesterday. And it's got callers as well. Certainly, I heard the first few seconds of the show with The Last Dutchman when Victor was talking about the Michael Deacon programme. He said it could take callers. And here is an example of a caller to the Michael Deacon programme.
Hey, how much you guys think Michael Michelle Obama would make on OnlyFans?
Oh, my God. Maron.
That's horrible. How can you say that?
That is... I don't even want to think about a Big Mama Michelle naked.
Big Mike.
Big Mike naked.
So there you go. Michael Deacon program, that is up on Victor Hugo's BitChute channel in its entirety, it would appear. Because let me see, it's coming in at 2 hours, 34 minutes and 52 seconds. And finally, from where I got today's show title... Cato and Punk's attorney Phil's Groundhog's Day Extravaganza is available at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. So you go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org. I'm going to do it now as I explain to you. On the right, you'll see a show hosts box with select category underneath. You click the drop down and you scroll down to Patrick Slattery. So click on Patrick Slattery and then just wait a moment for it to load up. And at the top, National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery, 020725. And that is the Cato and Punk's attorney Phil join the show for a Groundhog's Day extravaganza. Now, the only show I've heard so far this morning is some of Madeline Gerwick, apart from those few seconds I heard of Victor Hugo as I was converting the show from MP4 to MP3. But last year... there was the first Groundhog's Day extravaganza presented by Cato with Punk's attorney Phil. I found it very amusing. I've still got a copy of it in my own archives. So based upon how good and funny last year's Groundhog's Day extravaganza was, I'm very much looking forward to listening to this year's, which I will be putting on after I get off from doing this show. So I'm very excited with all the different things I've got to listen to today. And I hope that these are of use to you and they give you pleasure to listen to as well. Okay, now something I don't like to get into, but I have to. It's very embarrassing having to ask for money. But I put a donate button on the website to make it easy so people could literally just click on it, put their credit card details in, pick an amount. You don't have to choose the amount that's there. You can choose another amount. I want to thank the people who have donated, and there's a handful of them. I've thanked them via email. But I can't continue the show with the support I'm getting. So I'll keep going for a little while. But this show will end, okay, because this is going to be my income now. I either do this or I do something else. And for the limited support I've had, I can't continue doing this. I'm going to have to go back to doing powers of attorney or will writing, something like that. So if you've got the wherewithal to do so and you want to keep the show on the air, then you need to donate. If you don't, and it'll end. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. Okay, so now let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So these are all, I believe, bar one. No, they are all Daily Mail articles. The first one, sexually provocative female PC who sexually provocative female PC, police constable, who drunkenly groped two male colleagues in Wetherspoons before asking one for sex and sending him underwear photo is sacked. Now, I mentioned this before, it was more from the men's side of things that I saw, but there's this heavy interest in sex. I've shared the story before with a guy when I was doing the Labour Party conference in Bournemouth, and I was speaking to someone and he was paired up with a guy on one of the entries or exits, and he said all the guy talked about all day was different women he fancied and stuff, and anyone that was even halfway good looking, he'd just keep going on about it. And this guy just, you know, he said he was sick of it after a very short time. But there are a lot of people that I encountered like that in the police force. There seems to be, I remember one guy who, when someone complained about me, the only complaint I ever had, which was false, because he said I said something to him that I didn't, and they knew that by the time they interviewed me, because they interviewed everyone else who was there, and my story corroborated theirs, because it was the truth. But this guy, it was the only time I met him, he was very friendly, and he was the head of the Christian police officers in that force, Dorset Police. I wonder if they still have a Christian police officers. I don't believe it wasn't like a paid position. It was something that he also did, I think, in his own time. But it's that sort of morality that you need to avoid this, you know, everything about sex type of morality. And I think that that's what's causing the problems in society as a whole. Once you get rid of, whether you like Christianity or not, Graham Hart used to speak about it. He wasn't a Christian, but it was a Christian culture. And once that culture's gone, that, well, you know, yeah, I could take that, but, you know, if I did take it, I might get away with it, but actually, you know, I shouldn't. It's not mine. It's not right. It's some blogs to someone else. I shouldn't be doing that. But we've got to a culture where you can do what you want. Do as thou wilt, as Aleister Crowley would say. And this society we live in today is a result of that drop in morality. Next, we've got Netflix quietly hikes its prices in the UK, yet again as furious users vow to cancel their subscriptions. Now, Netflix is another example of a lack of morality. They've done at least one show which blasphemed Jesus Christ, and I'd be very surprised if that was the only one. But the other thing that they've been doing is what you find out when you get these too good to be true offers coming along. Once they get the monopoly, the prices start going up. So the days of Amazon being the cheapest are over. But it always used to be, because they were building up the monopoly. Netflix obviously is happy that it's got enough of a monopoly now that they're just increasing the prices. And this isn't the first time, it's happened recently as well. So they're just pushing them up and pushing them up, because they believe that there's no one else people can go to. That's why we used to have Monopolies and Mergers Commission to prevent this sort of stuff going on. But the people that run the planet are a monopoly, and they don't want anyone interfering with their grift. And that's why you're seeing these sort of things being allowed to go on these days. Next, and I was very surprised to see this behind the Mail Plus paywall. I was married to a man for 24 years. This is what happened when I went on a date with a woman for the first time. Next, we've got Tories. We'd stop up to 3/4 of migrants settling in the UK, as they say those who claim benefits or are in low-paid jobs should be required to leave when their visas expire. Okay. So what were you doing for the last 14 years then? It's just disgraceful, the sheer gall of these people to come out and make statements such as this, when they've been under their watch, the country has gone into the situation it's in the last 14 years. It just shows that politicians cannot be trusted. They're not representing any sort of conservative ideology. They are now the opposition. And so they will say populist things. That's what the opposition does, to get the people on side. And then when the opposition becomes government, they do what the people who really control them want. End of story. Okay, so let's move on to horror as families reveal they aborted their healthy babies after medics wrongly said they had serious genetic conditions. Police investigating NHS Trust. There you go. Then we move on to Minister Blast Rising Youngsters, who find a day's work too stressful as she vows to get youths who are taking the mickey off benefits. So again, this is the idea of a Labour government coming in that's supposed to be the government that gives out all this free money and benefits and what have you, cracking down on people on benefits who have got to, you know, if we didn't have such a touchy-feely, oh, your feelings, oh, your poor feelings, oh, did someone say something that hurt your feelings? Oh, you must, obviously you can't work due to that. If we didn't have this mollycoddling society, if it was like Norman Tebbit said, get on your bike and find work, if we had something, you know, like the Bible says that you have to work to eat, these sorts of things, rather than the ridiculous nature of what we have to live in, of you can't say this, you can't say that, all about people's feelings, then we wouldn't have this problem that we're having. But because we have the society that we have, then we are in the situation that we are. So again, I think the whole thing was planned in order to soften up the youth so then they can bring the hammer down. Then we've got panicked college students deleting online info after Trump's promise to deport Hamas sympathisers. So it was interesting. I was having a look at this article, and the editorial board at the Exponent, an unofficial newspaper serving Purdue University, announced in an article that it would be removing the names, images and likenesses of every such student from our website published since October the 7th, 2023. It said the move aimed to protect the identities of pro-Palestinian students, adding that it refuses to be a party to such a blatant violation of the First Amendment rights of potentially hundreds of Purdue students. Well, two things jumped out at me. Firstly, I think that this would be the first place, if I was the Trump administration, I would be looking at. And you know, people say you can never completely delete anything from the internet, although some people seem to have do a very good job. If it's out there, it will be found. So I would be quite fearful if I was one of these students that had expressed these views, because that, as I say, is probably the first place that they're going to look, the Trump administration. And the other thing was Purdue University, because wasn't it Purdue Pharmaceuticals that was run by the Sackler family that were responsible for all that fentanyl? And I think they've since been fined a great deal of money. I don't know if Purdue University is related to Purdue Pharmaceutical Company, but it might be worth looking that up to see if that is the case. Let's move on to Go Woke or Risk Legal Action. Farmers are told as new guidance on diversity and inclusion is issued. Now, this is going on in Scotland, and the National Farmers Union of Scotland has accepted new guidance on diversity and inclusion in a bid to avoid upsetting any of the membership. Well, I would have thought accepting the sort of things I'm going to go to would upset the membership, but maybe I'm wrong. The report states that some meetings there can be inappropriate comments. For example, Nicola Sturgeon, the only good thing about her is her legs. And the report criticised the chair of that meeting for not calling out the remark. Yes, you must call people out. You don't punish people enough. You can't just let people say something and people either take it on board or they don't. No, you must decide what can be said and what can't be said. That's what our democratic right to free speech is all about. The article continues, the guidance also warns against reinforcing sexist stereotypes, as they will alienate people, and gives an example saying, encouraging men to come to the conference and saying, bring your wife, the shopping is great in Glasgow, or discussing in a meeting what the housewife wants, which is outdated and doesn't reflect much of society. It urges farmers to avoid phrases like, what are you doing here, in a meeting, as it doesn't make people feel welcome, and says derogatory comments about a particular political party or someone with it, with the assumption that everyone in the room votes in one particular way, are not acceptable. The guide also says asking someone how many acres they have as an opener in conversation makes people starting out or with a small farm or no farm at all not feel welcome in a meeting stroke room. And it adds, the farmer is not a man. It can be a man or a woman or sometimes on a farm. People in leadership positions need to use correct terminology. Don't use farmer's wife. The report says that to make others feel included, meetings should be arranged for times other than evenings where people with childcare needs can't attend without having a babysitter. Before meetings start, the person in charge should provide a word of reassurance to anyone thought of as nervous and control people who tend to dominate. Yes, we've got to get rid of natural leaders, folks. That's part of this mollycoddling culture I was talking to you about. They were talking about this 20 years ago in offices. If some people are more opinionated than others, you need to bring the hammer down, because they were worried that offices like pubs, things like that, someone with some good ideas might get other people backing them and threaten these scumbags that are running the world now. I continue. Report author Caroline Millar makes a number of recommendations, including suggesting farmers go on pride marches and put women on the NFU board, as currently there are none. And finally, headline, back to plastic. Donald Trump says he'll end Biden's ridiculous paper straw rule. Now, I've been very critical of Donald Trump, but here is a policy I can actually get on board with. But before we get into it, remember I said to you that we're now happy that someone's come out and said that there are only two genders. You see, this is all we deserve in the West now, that these people are in charge. Oh, we've admitted the obvious, there are only two genders. So, you know, that's your carrot now. Nothing about anything else. It just shows what they've taken away. And this is another carrot being given back, okay? The plastic straws instead of paper straws. Yeah, we'll give you your plastic straws back. Well, in America. But listen to what it says in this article, because it's exactly what I've said in the past. Trump has long wanted to reverse the straw trend. In 2020, he complained that paper straws disintegrated before you could finish your drink. Has anyone tried those paper straws? They're not working too good, he said then. He also expressed amazement that paper straws were sometimes actually wrapped in plastic. The paper straws come wrapped in cellophane. Did you ever see this? I mean, what's going on? He asked in January 2024. You got paper straws, they're wrapped in cellophane. The country's gone wild. Well, I mentioned a McDonald's milkshake. Now, I very rarely have these, but when I do, I have to ask for extra straws because the paper straws can't do the job. And now, we're seeing it as a win for us that we're allowed to use plastic straws. We should be allowed to use whatever bloody straws we like and not have the government dictate to us what we can and cannot have to drink through. It's a disgrace. Okay, so now let's look at what's going on in the mainstream news as I speak. So we'll go over to Associated Press. That's apnews.com. Judge blocks Trump from placing thousands of US aid workers on leave and giving them 30-day deadline. So this judge runs the country, does he? This judge was elected by the people, was he? Again, this makes me go back on Trump again. Last time, all these judges were stopping what he did. So he should have had something in place to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And clearly, that is not the case. This is not the first time that a judge has been blocking this guy from doing what he was elected to do. And he's only been in office for, what, less than a month. Okay, let's move on to see what the top most read articles are on the BBC at the moment. So I'm going to scroll down. A woman stuck for 18 months on an NHS ward, evicted from her hospital bed. I was having a look at that earlier. That is the most read article at the moment. There's more to it than meets the eye. She's in a hospital because of some other things that they're not allowed to go into that might involve crime and all this sort of stuff. And yeah, I lost interest very early on and sympathy. Trump says he is revoking Biden's security clearance. And then next, Trump wants US tax cuts for tech giants. So no surprise there, being as Elon Musk is up there with him. And tourists flee and homes break apart in Santorini, but resilient locals remain. So obviously these little earthquakes that they've been getting are causing damage, but we haven't had a big one as yet. And I do hope that we do not get that, but it must be very, very frightening for those people over there. and Baltic states making historic switch away from Russian power grid. So I'll just go into that one to see which ones they are. They're Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania. They've begun to unplug from Russia's electricity grid and join the EU's network. So I hope the people in those countries are prepared to have their prices double, at least as has happened to us over here after we dumped Russia's electricity. Well, I didn't. I wasn't asked. My government did. And suddenly I was just told that my prices are doubling. F you, basically. Okay, let's have a look at the Daily Mail. See what's going on here. Inside the prison of the living dead, David Jones is the first English journalist to visit El Salvador's godforsaken 40,000 capacity mega prison, and his account will shake you to the core. Well, there's pictures here. They're all covered in tattoos. It's a bit like walking through an office or a police station today looking at these people, isn't it? All these tattoos on their necks and their faces, stuff like that. Goes back to morality again, as I said earlier. Let's have a look at the Independent News, RT.com. What's happening here? US aid corruption at unexplainable level, according to Trump. Well, it's not unexplainable when you see who runs the planet. Hungary moves to expose US aid funding. Kanye West again declares himself a Nazi. Let's move on to rents.com. See what's going on there. Scroll down. Congress has been funding dead, expired or non-existent programs in the amount of $516 billion a year. This is organized government theft beyond belief, think. And that is an article that Jeff Rentz got into at the start of the first hour of yesterday's show with Madeleine Gerwick before we brought her on. It's from Hal Turner, and Jeff was saying he spoke to Hal Turner yesterday about it. And yeah, so what do you think $516 billion a year that were funding dead, expired or non-existent programs, where could that be going? But then again, you look at who's really controlling things, and would they give that sort of thing up? So there's more to it than meets the eye, but yeah, it wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we could close down all these left-wing programs that are designed to disrupt morality? Would the likes of climate change actually even exist if it wasn't given all these funding to propagandise the masses? I don't think so. But I also don't think that the controllers are going to give this sort of stuff up. And certainly that Trump is any sort of saviour. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. And let's see. Well, I won't get into that. HUD secretary, we will recognise only two genders, male and female. But one article that did strike me yesterday, and I don't know if that is still there. It's not. It's dropped off. But he was talking about his radio show, of which I'm not a subscriber. And he was basically saying that he was changing the format of it to stop callers on certain shows. And the reason was that a lot of callers, they just talk about whatever they want. They don't talk about the content of that particular show. And I heard Dave Gahari on a show once where a caller called in and wanted to talk about something else. And Dave says, well, what are you talking about? We're talking about this on this show. Oh, yeah, but I wanted to ask about that. I said, no, hang up. All right, the show's not about, it's not your soapbox to call in and talk about what you want to talk about. And then you also get trolls calling in, stuff like that. Very rarely has a show ever got better with a caller, in my opinion. Very rarely. And I have given entire shows to callers I consider very good. For example, Frank from North Carolina. I did a whole show with him on this show. I've had other callers on too. So I'm not lumping all callers into one basket. But for me, When the calls start to come in, generally that respective show starts to go downhill. It consists largely of a load of people who love the sound of their own voice, haven't got the talent to do a show of their own, so they think they'll call into someone else's. That is my opinion. There are exceptions, but that is largely what I think when I think of callers. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark, our else's website. Just waiting for it to load up. So we've got a video at the top. It's Are You Crazy, Donald by George Galloway. And this is something that I was thinking of looking at yesterday. But then I thought, well, I'll wait. I didn't have time yesterday anyway. I had too much to listen to. That last show, by the way, by Victor Hugo, the long one from yesterday, I listened to the first few minutes and I thought I recognised the name of the guy on there before, who I wasn't interested in on a previous show, and it was one that's all I've got all these videos to empower yourself and all this sort of stuff. I'm not interested, dude. So that one got deleted after a few minutes in. There's no one out there, that including myself, that is going to give you shows that you're going to want to listen to every time, and that's why it's good to have a variety of people to look at, because you might like some of their content one day, but on another day you just listen to it for a bit, or you might just see it and not even want to listen to it. It's good to have options, and that's why I always mention different shows at the start of this show, to give you things to listen to, because if you didn't like listening to shows, you wouldn't be here. Okay, so I didn't get into this because I'm going to see what Martin Summers has to say about Are You Crazy, Donald, because I'm 99% sure this is going to be as a result of what Donald Trump has proposed for Gaza, because George Galloway is a big Gaza person and Palestinian rights person, as is Martin Summers. So I'll see what Martin Summers says, and if I, on the Not the BCFM Politics show, and if I feel I need to listen to George Galloway too, I will. But the video is there that you can watch, 18 minutes and 40 seconds on earthnewspaper.com. Censored.news. Mike Adams' website. Now, he started doing something that's annoying when I go on to his Health Ranger Report page on Brighteon.com. I don't know if this is related to this AI thing that he was launching, so I'm not going to bother with Censored.news now. I'm going to go there instead, because he would have maybe three or four videos from each day, the whole show that he did on that day, and then he would have snippets of that show. So, for example, yesterday's show is 2 hours 34 minutes, and then you've got a video that's 1 hour and 9 minutes where he talks to Sina McCullough and Joel Salatin, and then you've got another video that is just called Why Is Government So Evil, because it's dominated by Democrats, yeah, blah, 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 blah. That's 21 minutes. Now, both of those will probably be from the 2 hour 34 minute show. So there's been times where I've just seen an interview there and I'm like, oh, just listen to that. I'm not going to listen to the whole show. But what he started doing on top of that, nice and easy to navigate, he's got this Bright Learn. This is a new thing, Bright Learn, and these are all 7 minute, 6 minute videos. Give you an example. Bright Learn, hijacking Bitcoin. Bright Learn, disintegration indicators of the coming American collapse. Bright Learn, unaccountable, what hospitals won't tell you. And how transparency can revolutionize healthcare. Bright Learn, protecting your privacy in a dangerous world. And there's five of these before you get to yesterday's show, and it's the same further down. You've got another five before the show, so I don't know why he doesn't put these on a different page, because they're nothing to do with his show, but he's obviously trying to push this. And as I say, this might be the AI thing that he's been talking about getting into on his website, but it certainly doesn't impress me. Okay, so we'll finish off with the Before It's News top 10. And this is the top 10 as at 7:58 a.m. London time this Saturday, February the 8th, 2025. Scrolling down to number 10. New Dr. Jim Willey, USA, WEF, CCP, tariffs, stupid people. That went up a day ago, 103 people viewing. That is number 10. Number 9 went up a day ago, 106 people viewing. Colonel Douglas McGregor delivers a chilling message in an exclusive broadcast. Nothing new there then. Number 8 went up 3 hours ago, 114 people viewing. Breaking, Trump ready to execute traitors who just betrayed America. Bondi's secret document links. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, 137 people viewing. And we know, Trump the next phase. Wake up time. They, the deep state, know what is coming. Yes. Number 6 went up 8 hours ago, 147 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez and Juan O'Savin. That's apparently enough to make you want to download this show. Well, it's worked for 147 people. Number 5 went up 8 hours ago, 160 people viewing. Cliff High Special Report. The truth may shock you. It certainly will if it comes from Cliff High. Number 4 went up 9 hours ago, 172 people viewing. X-22 Report. Trump is using Obama's weapons against the deep state. Red Cross soon, Scavino Fafo, whatever that is. Number 3 went up 4 hours ago, 189 people viewing. WTPN Situation Update. Trump and Deep State, a fight is coming, some of all fears. Number 2 went up 10 hours ago, 281 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency. They were all executed at Gitmo. I think I've heard that before, maybe 10, 20, 100 times. And number 1 went up 14 hours ago, 479 people viewing. Breaking, Chelsea Clinton just got caught in something so wild that even Democrats are speechless. Okay, so I want to thank you for joining me on this Saturday, February the 8th, 2025 show entitled Cato and Punk's Attorney Phil's Second Annual Groundhog's Day Extravaganza. This show will be back on Monday, and until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.